There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get a 100% match on the first deposit. Up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now and welcome in Jeff Seely at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. The Cutmaker Pod, CutmakerPod.com. Check it out with a podcast on iTunes and Spotify. He sends out plays every round, before every round as well, and does a great job and had a ton of winners since the pandemic. You wanted to start off talking about in-play betting, and it's one of the best things that you like about betting and the opportunities it presents if you want to take it away for a few minutes, sir.
Yeah, guys, so a few weeks ago at the Tournament of Champions, you could have got Jon Rahm, the eventual winner, at 80-1. And we talk about this all the time on this show, the value in live betting. And I was just recording the pod this week with Devin Walker from the MTV's The Challenge, and we were talking a little bit about live betting. And he was talking about how much he loves to bet live basketball. And you guys bet live basketball. Everybody does. But guys, you think about it. The problem with live basketball is, right, is that you can go on a 9-0 run in 60 seconds, 90 seconds, and lose your opportunity. The value of golf is sometimes you have overnight to bet live, and the very least you have 5 minutes in between shots to bet live, right? Is there a better sport to bet live than golf?
No, because you're exactly right. Everything else is bang, bang. And when we're behind, right, with the streaming or a dish or whatever it is now, we might be behind the actual real feed, Jeff, by 15, 30, 60 seconds.
That's exactly right, Mitch. That's exactly right. And so this past weekend, I mean, it didn't work out for us, but we had Hayden Buckley at 12-1, the leader on Sunday for 60, you know, he was the 64-hole leader or so, missed a 3-foot putt, didn't work out. Siwoo Kim chipped in and we lost by a shot. But again, that's case in point. A guy who I wasn't on pre-tournament, looked at his in-tournament stats, you know, he made a ton of sense. Was a really good value, and I mean, live betting in golf, I'm still convinced is the best thing there is. So yeah, you follow us at Cutmaker Pod. You can get all the stuff we do, all the live bets we make, and I think that's the best value there is in golf. So Just wanted to highlight that, because I think people don't talk about it enough. You guys have been great. We've talked about a lot in the show, but live betting in golf is truly where it's at.
All right. Very good. Tell us about this weekend's tournament and the course, please.
Yeah, guys. So there's a three course rotation this week. We're in the desert in California. You've got the Pete Dye Stadium course, the Nicklaus course, and La Quinta Country Club. These are all short, basically pitch and putt courses, the hardest being the Pete Dye course, which has a lot of water on it. So if you're not careful, you can be penalized. But I expect the winning score to be in the 20 under range or so. So again, three course rotation and a cut after Saturday. So it's very unique in that regard. And hopefully, and because there are three rounds, I think we'll see some of the cream rise to the top. But guys, this is an amazing field. Like, you would never see this good of a field in the Bob Hope Classic 20 years ago or whatever it was, 30 years ago, whatever it was. But this is the former Bob Hope Classic, and we've got an amazing field with several of the top players, many of the top players in the world in it. And I'm really excited. But quick point, quick question. Have you guys seen this the Netflix show on golf, and have you seen what they're saying about my boy Koepka on this thing?
Well, I've seen the trailer for it. I can't wait. It pops in February. I think February 15th. I have not. What are they saying? Are they blasting him? I'm guessing.
They're saying that he was so distraught over his game that he's talking to his wife, his fiance at the time, Jenna, about their wedding, and his eyes are just glazing over because he's drifting off thinking how screwed up his golf swing is. And then all of a sudden Liv comes along and bails him out. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out. 80 million. Here we go. Everything's okay now. And you guys know I'm the biggest Koepka fan there is. But they're like, they say he's so beat up. He's so torn up in this thing. It's going to be a fascinating watch when it comes out, because the GQ article I read does not profile well for Koepka on this show.
Oh, boy. Mm. Yeah, I can't wait to watch that. Okay, so as you said, this field is loaded to the gills. The shortest shots on the board, Jeff, that you're going to go to war with before they tee off today are who?
Tom Kim, guys. Tom Kim is one for sure. I'm going to make a lot of bets this weekend, but a lot of small bets because it is an interesting field, and I think that you can see some higher odds guys win. Tom Kim is first, really. I mean, I faded him last week. I played Spieth in matchups against him last week. He's my lowest odds to win. I think his driving accuracy, his irons and wedges are elite. Last week, and they were elite again last week, so they were great last week. His issue last week was he putted horribly. I think that normalizes this week, and I think he's a great play at 22-1. And Will Zalatoris is also 22-1, same price as Kim, and I think he's equally interesting. I mean, Willie Z dominates with his irons, arguably the best iron player in the planet, in the Morikawa JT conversation. If he's fully recovered from his injury, as I think he is, I think Zalatoris is a really good play. And then shout out to my boy Devin, who we did a podcast with this week, and his pick was Tom Hoagie at 40-1, and I like Tom Hoagie a lot. Another guy who's a fantastic iron player, finished second here last year, a few weeks ahead of winning the AT&T. Again, it may sound crazy, but Hoagie might be the best iron player in this. So Zalatoris, Tom Kim, Hoagie, all great iron players who are marginal putters. But if any one of them gets a hot putter, I think they can run away with this.
Okay. How about a couple long shots, please?
Yeah, guys. So, I mean, have you ever heard of Jason Day? I mean, there's this guy Jason Day who, we all thought he died from vertigo or back spasms or COVID or pick your condition, but believe it or not, Jason Day is still alive, and he's 70-1 this week. I mean, prior to the RSM, he was 16th, 21st, and 11th in his last three events. We all know Jason Day can be elite, and at this price, I mean, he's going to rely heavily on his putting, but we know he can putt. We know Jason Day can putt. He can be the best putter in the world. We've seen it. I'm going to take a shot that the former world number one finds that form again and is the best putter in the field. And if he is, I think Jason Day can make a run. And guys, don't do this. Don't make this bet. But I am betting on Matthew Neesmith this week at 180-1. The thing is, he is one of the top wedge players in the field. And in October, he ran off a string of a ninth, a second, and a ninth, and he can get absolutely white hot when he's hot. I think Matthew Neesmith is a great like a top first round leader bet. And he's my favorite play in the field for a top 40 bet on DraftKings. You can get him top 40 at plus 180 right now. That's my favorite bet of the week. I think there's tremendous value on him at Neesmith at plus 180 top 40. And lastly, Sam Harrop made a song called Benny On. He putts like he has got glass eyes. And Ben On actually got stamped on his wedge. It was one of the funniest things you've seen. But Ben On is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous iron player. But he lost strokes putting badly in six straight events coming into last week. But last week, Ben On gained seven strokes putting. I know it doesn't sound that crazy to the normal listener, but that is the biggest outlier in the history of the world. If he can even be even with the field and putting, he can be marginally close to that again. Ben On is an elite ball striker, and he's 200-1 this week. That's worth throwing a few bucks on and riding out one of the most popular golfers on social media, Ben On.
I was going to ask you that. What do you recommend that people bet on these 150, 200-1 shots?
Oh, you know, these are $5-$10 ball, okay. Right? Like these are not significant bets. But as you know, you always talk about pizza money bets, right?
Yes.
You throw some pizza money on these things. These are absolute pizza money bets. But if you throw $10 on a guy at 200-1, right? Like that's $2,000, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely worth $10. But I think, I mean, certainly the sharper play is a top 20, a top 40 in a lot of these things. And if you're going to throw $10 on them to win outright, throw 20, 30, 40 bucks on them, top 20, top 40. I love the top 40 bets. And Neesmith and Ben On, I think, are both terrific top 40 players.
90 seconds. Any matchups you like?
Sure, yeah. So I there's a couple of matchups I played this week. I played Hoagie against Taylor Montgomery. Taylor Montgomery is, they always say, the best putter on the planet. But his irons are off. So I played Hoagie against him. And guys, I played Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler, everywhere you're going to find him, is plus money against Jon Rahm. I like Scheffler a lot this week. I think he grades out tremendously well. The price is a little too low for me right now, but I definitely played Scottie Scheffler against Jon Rahm. And then I mentioned Tom Kim. I played Tom Kim at a bunch of matchups. And if you can find him close to plus money or minus 110, Tom Kim's a great bet in matchups this week as well.
All right, that's our buddy, Indy Jeff Seeley. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Cutmaker Jeff. And again, check out the CutmakerPod.com website and his podcast as well every single week. Jeff, love talking to you, man. Good luck this week.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Thank you.
The American Express tees off later on this morning in California. We talk a lot of golf betting on this show throughout the season. And Jeff has given us quite a few winners, Paulie, as you said, going back to when it first restarted back in, what, June of 2020 in the pandemic?
It's more than 10, no doubt, with some big long shots on there. If you didn't have a chance to write the picks down, you can find his picks on our VSiN picks page. We post the picks mentioned by every host and every guest throughout the week. Go to VSiN.com/picks.
You can always get in touch with the show. FTM@VSiN.com is the email. On Twitter @VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Up next, we'll discuss odds on Tom Brady's next team. The first thing we need to do is draw a line through teams that make zero sense. So which teams does it boil down to? That's coming up here on Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting sports data, where the money and bets are moving every game. It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. You can check not only today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits another way. VSiN's here to make you a smarter, better year-round. VSiN.com.
Good job by DraftKings. They posted odds on Tom Brady's next team. His next regular season snap, Pauly, will be where next year? And we always like to do this as an exercise by just crossing off teams on the list. Like some teams that make absolute, like the 49ers are the third shot on the board, plus 350. Why would the 49ers bring in Tom Brady?
That has been mentioned by several people that I respect. It makes zero sense. Number one, you have Trey Lance. You don't even know if he can play. Mm-hmm. What, are you just going to move on from him? And if you can, what are you going to get for him? Now, I know he had that tweet as the guy from the 49ers front office left and took the Titans GM job, and he had that fingers crossed emoji tweet. But if Purdy goes to the Super Bowl, or hell, even goes to the NFC title game, you're going to say, that's it? Kick rocks?
He doesn't have to win this game this weekend.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to win this game.
Tom's got 1 or 2 years left, max.
No, I would bring
back. Why would you bring him in?
No, I'd go Purdy, Garoppolo, and then say, Tom, you had maybe 3 years ago, yeah, we're good. We're set in the quarterback room right now.
I have to know what I have. I mean, to me, Purdy's my quarterback next year. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I don't know what you do with Lance now. It's such a weird situation.
I know. But so what would you give up for the guy? Let's say the Titans and 49ers have some talks here about bringing over Trey Lance. If you're the Titans, what do you offer?
I have no idea.
How do you not go too nuts here?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You go second round pick?
What you gave up to get him, and you don't know what if he has anything.
Can anybody truly gauge what he's worth today? That's impossible.
Right.
I don't.
It's not like Zach Wilson. Zach, why would you give up anything for that guy? He can't play. But Lance is still more of an unknown.
Yeah, he is.
Right. Wilson's had his opportunities. I mean, he lost his job to Mike White, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but you're not going to give up a first round pick for Trey Lance.
No.
That's overboard.
I would agree. You would think. Right.
Okay, so we'll cross off the 49ers. Do you want to cross off the Raiders?
No, I can't cross. No way.
I'm asking you the question.
No,
neither do I.
No, they have to be in play.
Yeah.
Most people think he's going to the Raiders. Now, I know his legacy is intact, but I don't know what. You're just going to jump around to another team now, too? Are we ruling out Tampa? You're not. That's a thing.
No, I mean,
if you only have 1 year left. I don't know. Go to another. I would like him. I'd like to see him go to the Patriots or the Jets, but it's not realistic. I like to see Lamar Jackson go to the Jets, but this is, you know what I'm saying? This is like becoming absurd now if he would join another team and then retire.
Yeah. Well,
he retired. He came back. The Miami rumors. Is he going with Peyton somewhere? He's unhappy in Tampa. He wanted him to fire Leftwich. They did, but then maybe it was too late. He doesn't like Bowles. He didn't like Arians. He doesn't like anybody. He got divorced.
I'm curious, for the crowd in Boston, the Nesson crowd, do you want Brady back? Do you want to see him come back and play one more year? The swan song, go out like this then? He'll retire. He's going to retire a Patriot anyway. He'll go into the Hall of Fame as a Patriot, obviously. But do you want to see him come back for one more year, or are you just completely done?
Yeah. It is a package deal. Apparently, Gronk reached out to the Buccaneers Thanksgiving and said he was bored. But it's maybe that'd be something coming up next year that Gronk would come out of retirement.
I mean, look, the quarterbacks get old at some point. I mean, think about how many we've had to say goodbye to in the last, you know, 3-4 years. Roethlisberger last year, Drew Brees a couple of years ago. I'm okay. You know, Manning now 7 years ago. They were all great, had long runs, terrific primes, a lot of entertainment, great football. I'm okay with Brady calling it quits. I'm okay with Aaron Rodgers calling it quits.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, eventually, like, enough's enough. Let's move on here. So if he wanted to go, you know, say, see you later, I'm fine with that. To go back to the Patriots, oh, boy. The Dolphins, what's the package deal there, though? Because McDaniel's not going to, there's no, like, you got to think about, like, is there a possibility Brady and Sean Payton could go somewhere? Because that's been floated out there. It would not be to the Dolphins at this point. Again, 3 years ago, maybe. It was going to happen.
Yes. And we're giving up on Tua?
They would be.
Yeah. I mean, it's more concussion-related and health, but that's...
I think it would be funny if he went to the Jets, though.
Yes.
So you play the Patriots two times a year.
That'd be great for the league. I know. Giants are out, no way. They're going to bring Danny Dimes back.
Right. The Titans again?
No.
And does Brady come back just to play one more year, or does he want to win? The guy clearly would want to win again. What does going to Tennessee do to him?
Well, don't stay out of the AFC, though, too. Stay out of there with the quarterbacks they have. And who you got to start with Burrow, Mahomes, and Allen.
I don't think many of these teams on the right side of the board make any sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks, to me, no. Commanders, no. Steelers, Colts, Panthers, Baltimore. If they lost Lamar Jackson, could Tom Brady go to Baltimore next year with John Harbaugh? And could Baltimore make a serious run in the AFC? It's such a tough conference, but Baltimore's good.
They don't have weapons, though. And, you know, Brady wants his toys. They'd have to make a lot of moves in the offseason. I dismiss the whole Carolina nonsense. Now, with Brady and with Peyton, you're going to trade the guy in your division? I mean, how much would Carolina have to give up in compensation to the Saints to say, okay, go ahead and hire Peyton? You got to play him twice a year? That's lunacy.
I know.
So I don't care what Tepper says about the reports, how much he wants Peyton. I mean, that would...
Well, there's got to be... And so then what does Peyton tell them, though? If I go there, you have to trade up for the first overall pick. The quarterback situation is not good. But then they trade up for the first overall pick. I'm just speculating here, obviously. And they take a Will Levis or a Bryce Young, and then he's got to stick around and be the head coach of a rookie quarterback. And what if they're no good?
Nah, I'd take the Denver job. I don't want...
I still can't. The Chargers are making such a mistake.
Oh, I totally agree.
Such a colossal mistake.
Yes.
Yeah. So, do you put the Bengals in the same class as the Chiefs and the Bills?
Absolutely.
I think you have to, right?
Yes. You don't want to be prisoner of the moment. I know it'll look bad Sunday night. A guy we respect, Las Vegas Chris, says that dog has fleas coming up on Sunday, and the Bills continue to take money. But we live and breathe, and we watched that game with Buffalo and Miami. So, if Allen continues to turn the ball over, now can they protect Burrow? I don't know. But certainly it wasn't a problem in the first matchup in the first quarter. It's a tough game. But I'm scared to death of Cincinnati. And that's why I added futures on them to offset these two tickets that I have with the blackjack tournament.
You should be scared of them.
Yeah.
I wonder if like the general public takes Cincinnati as seriously as the Bills or the Chiefs. I'm not so sure about that. Maybe they do.
He's on a 20-2 ATS run against teams not named Cleveland. And he's at, what is it now? If we throw out last week because the only people that won were the bet at Monday night or Monday afternoon rather with the Raven game, but it's a 21-4 ATS run or something absurd going back for Burrow and the Bengals.
Yep. So here is their head coach Zach Taylor when people don't put them in the same class as KC and Buffalo.
We know that we're the defending AFC champions, you know, and so there's an edge to this team where we're not an underdog to anybody, and so I think that's. Just been the feeling we've had all season. We don't really care what anybody else says about us. We know we belong in the field with every team in this league.
Good answer.
Yeah.
He's right about that. He worries me a little bit. I mean, if you have a future ticket on Cincinnati, I'd be concerned about Taylor and some of the lack of in-game adjustments from that standpoint. But also they have the chip on the shoulder too. You have all the emotion. I probably Hamlin will be at the game Sunday. But you also have, who got screwed worse than Cincinnati with this deal?
Nobody.
They're livid. They're outraged at what happened.
Yeah.
Well, how about us for the one or the two seed? Why didn't we get our neutral site game? What's with this coin flip crap that didn't come to fruition, but they were floating if they got beat by Baltimore?
Sure.
So they're ticked off with that.
And if they win this game in the divisional round, you think the Bengals are scared to go to KC? Burrow's 3-0 against Mahomes. Why would they be scared?
Mm-hmm.
They did it last year. The adjustments they made in the second half on defense were the Chiefs couldn't do anything with the football. That final drive by KC when they were near the end zone, it was laughable, the mistakes that Mahomes made.
Yeah.
And a lot of that credit goes to the Bengals. And so here, their game on Saturday, KC playing at home to Trevor Lawrence. Oh, boy, I'm not so sure about this one. Not that you had to give the home crowd any more juice here, but here's Trevor Lawrence talking about playing at Arrowhead.
Obviously, the environment and the atmosphere we're going to play in is one of, if not the best in the NFL. I mean, I can't imagine it'll be much louder than our fans were here on Saturday, honestly. But that was when we were on defense, not offense. So we played there earlier in the year, but this is a little bit different. You know, it's a playoff game, divisional round. So the stakes are higher. So I expect them to be even crazier, more packed stadium. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to go play and you got to make sure you communicate. That's the one thing. We got to get in and out of the huddle. We got to get to the line of scrimmage so we have time to communicate, because everything naturally takes a little longer when it's loud.
Oh, boy.
I think he's going to want that one back.
Yeah. You got a pool in your stadium, for God's sake. It's a Mickey Mouse operation.
I like that.
Come on.
I'm a fan of the pool.
What's he got, a big gulp there, too? What's he
have? Well, I mean, the guy, nothing's off the... You can't cross everything off with him. He's going to Waffle House to party after the game,
right,
on Saturday night.
He's set up. Never been. Okay, let's go.
So much
Chris
respect
Carter
for him.
Had a tweet. Respect. That's dangerous, he said. Chris Carter tweeted, Waffle House is dangerous.
Good. He's waiting in line.
Yeah, well, not only Saturday. How about a night game in Philly? You got 10 hours to get loaded. You don't think they'll be ready to go for the Philly fans
with
that extra time to tailgate?
Yeah, up next, the Pac-12 released their college football schedules for the 2023 season. Wait until you see the slates for Utah and USC. And how is Deion Sanders in Colorado winning 5 games?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can go to the website, Paulie, VSiN.com. Get the betting splits. You can see the money and bets for every game updated every 10 minutes for today's games and also future events. Pac-12 released their 2023 college football schedules yesterday. And our buddy, professional bettor Brad Powers, was all over this on Twitter. And, I mean, when you look at some of the slates that you have in this conference, I can't wait to see some of the win totals. I mean, for example, Utah, we touched on this briefly during win-lose last hour. Utah's schedule on the year. Now, they're back-to-back Pac-12 champs, right? They did it back-to-back and belly-to-belly. They get Florida. That's a Thursday night game from what I saw yesterday at home. The rematch from last year in the swamp that was so good in the game that Utah blew. After that, they play, how's that? At Baylor week 2?
That'll be August 31st. That's awesome.
And then...
Bad Baylor, UCLA at home, no givey, and at Corvallis on a Friday night.
That's...
Jesus.
That's the end of September.
Yeah.
So that's the first month of the season for the Utes. Then they get the bye, and after the bye, okay, it's Cal at home, but at USC, Oregon and ASU at home, at Washington, at Arizona, Colorado.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think they're winning 10, 11 games next year.
The first preseason poll is going to be big for this conference, because then can they have SEC shenanigans, right? Can you get five teams in the top 15? Can you get 6 in the top 20?
Yeah.
A lot of people think Oregon State will be a good team, and I do as well, and some people had them in their top 20. Pat 40 Sports Illustrated has Washington a preseason top 5 team. So Washington, Utah, Oregon, USC, UCLA figures to be good again. So
yeah. Huskies are, excuse me, they're going to have a lot of hype.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Where do you think USC is going to drop next year?
I think they'll be top 8. Don't you think?
I think they have to be.
Yeah, top 8, top 5 maybe.
I mean, they got the Heisman Trophy winner. You know they're going to be absolutely loaded to get on offense.
I know the concerns about the defense, but
yeah. And they were bringing in so far so good in the transfer portal for bringing in, you know, former like 4- and 5-star kids for the USC defense.
Would you go higher than that? Would you say 4?
I would think they're probably going to hit like around 4.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I can see that, I guess.
But so their first 6 games are, I mean, they're going to be 6-0, right? It's San Jose, Nevada, Stanford all at home. They get the bye. They're at ASU, which can be tricky. Then at Colorado, and then Arizona at home. After that for USC, they play the Fighting Irish in South Bend. It's Utah at home, at Cal, Washington at home, at Oregon, UCLA. So they alternate road and home games for the final, you know, several weeks of the season. But that's the final 6 games, and the way this conference works, Notre Dame, Utah, Cal, Washington, Oregon, UCLA, they're probably going to have 2 losses again next year.
Mm.
I need to see it before I believe it with the defense. And then, you know, a lot of steam, Paulie, and a lot of hype going into Deion Sanders' first year. Did you watch him, by the way, in the Manning cast?
I did not. I was not impressed with the Tim Brewster video that's gone viral all over. It's, you know, several people tweeted, this is why college coaches don't work in the NFL, but this stand up, sit down, do this. Oh, I mean, I don't know.
I thought it was ridiculous.
What was Deion like?
I thought Deion was super solid with the Manning brothers, but I thought that video of Brewster was just total nonsense. So I know that people have high expectations for him, and he's going to do a great job already. He is in the transfer portal. But at TCU, Nebraska, Colorado State, at Oregon, USC, that's their first month of the season. It's probably going to be a very early wake-up call for Deion Sanders in Colorado by the end of September.
Yeah.
After that, they play at Arizona State.
No, that's not a gimme.
Which one?
At Arizona, I mean...
Oh, it's not at all.
You can go back to USC, though. I mean, you gave them a win, but that I don't think that's a layup, but...
no, I said that's a tricky spot.
Okay, but you're right. That could be a loss, too, and then they have the road trip coming up. After that, in the win total, what Brad Powers said, he bet under 5.5, and they laughed at him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if cult's the right word, but Deion Sanders certainly has a big following.
Oh, he does for sure. That Stanford game would be on a Friday, then play at UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona at home, at Wazoo on a Friday, then at Utah. I mean, that's a very the non-conference alone is going to be very difficult for Deion Sanders. He'll have talent. But again, if they put that win total at 5.5, come on. They're going to win 6 games? I can't imagine that they're going to go from what they were last year, bringing in all brand new players, brand new coaching staff, and all of a sudden, hey, we're 7-5. Watch out. That's tough for me to wrap my head around.
Yeah.
Also, odds are out for the Heisman Trophy as well. And this is very fluid. And who knows where other players are going to end up in the transfer portal. But at the very top of the board, obviously, is Caleb Williams. We've never had a guy since Archie Griffin win it 2 times. So betting on Caleb Williams, to me, would not be worth it. Jordan Travis, the quarterback at FSU, awesome, 10-1. This is at DraftKings. Drake May, 12-1. He's a shortest shot at other spots. Bo Nix is going to be very popular. So will Michael Penix. I have a tough time with West Coast players winning this award unless they go to USC. They just don't get a lot of respect.
McCaffrey, Exhibit A.
Exactly right.
What year he had at Stanford.
I would actually, if you want to look down the board a little bit, and I don't like betting this award because of how people really view it, but Dylan Gabriel at Oklahoma at 30-1. The difference between the Sooners on offense last year when Gabriel was the quarterback and when he didn't play, it was night and day. They couldn't move the football, and yet they were a machine basically in offense. And I know they're losing some receivers. They're going to be completely fine on offense. And if Venables can figure out the defense at all.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, but they lost so many games. That's a big if though.
Yeah, but if they bounce back and let's say they win 10 games, 30-1, Gabriel, if he stays healthy, Gabriel's going to put up huge numbers. Huge numbers next year.
Is this the final year in the Big 12?
I believe it is,
Then they go, okay. Then all the hell breaks loose with the realignment. All right. Hartman's probably popular as well.
Oh,
Notre Dame's got a tough schedule. I know Brad tweeted that. Brad's a Notre Dame fan.
Right.
So that's going to be difficult for the Irish, even though they get a big fish in Hartman. You know, we mentioned Brady as well. What do you think happens to Lamar Jackson, and where would you like to see him go in light of his Instagram post earlier in the week, too?
Well, I said this again during the regular season, the back end of it, and what you said about Brady last segment, I think the best move, if he doesn't go back to Baltimore, a spot in the NFC would make the most sense. Based on, again, look at the quarterbacks remaining right now in the AFC playoffs. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Lawrence, who's only going to get better. And that's just like the start of the quarterbacks in that conference. So Rodgers is on his last legs. Brady, he's 45 years old.
I'd love to see him go to the Jets. That'd be great. Don't you think? Big market, Lamar Jackson.
I don't know if Sala would make it work.
Yeah.
I don't trust the Jets to make an offense with Lamar Jackson work. I just don't. So I think they're, to me, would you like, how about him going to the Saints?
Interesting. Right church, wrong pew, maybe. Jason Lockenfora said, I spoke with a ton of executives. It all came back to the same two teams, Atlanta and Carolina. Both missed out on Deshaun Watson a year ago, but they put up a significant fight. Both have a need at quarterback. Both markets could use a jolt. Neither owner's afraid to spend. Interesting. Do with that what you want.
I don't know, man. If he hasn't had weapons in Baltimore, he's going to go to Atlanta. And look, I like Drake London a lot. If you've heard this show in the past, you know how much I love Kyle Pitts. They don't know how to use the receivers there.
I don't know the man, but it's show me the money, though, too. I really don't think he's going to be that concerned with, on paper, but as long as they give him Deshaun Watson money and they work something out.
You're probably right.
I mean, right?
That appears to be the number one thing on his agenda.
That's where I'm at with Sean Payton. I'm not saying he's going to Denver, but if they're going to give you $20 million a year, and with that ego, you could say, I'll make it work with Wilson. I'll give it my best shot, even though I'm in that division, right? So,
yeah.
It'd be great for the league, though, I think, with Lamar, with the Jets. But certainly if he makes the move to the NFC, too, and goes in that division. I mean, that's the other thing. If Brady leaves Tampa, and he's supposed to, that division's wide open. You could come right in, and you could be the favorite with Atlanta or Carolina if they get pieces around you.
Yeah, not knowing the entire salary cap situation top of my head, I think the Saints are probably up against it because they are almost every single year. I think that team would make much more sense. I mean, because look at the weapons. I think Carolina has good weapons. They just have had bad quarterback play.
Right, right. But you saw the rushing attack.
What would the excuse be in New Orleans if he didn't make it work? Look at how they have loaded up now.
That's true.
On offense. They have a ton of guys. Olave could win Rookie of the Year. You know, they brought in Landry.
Thomas will be healthy, yep.
Thomas, if he comes back to be healthy, sure.
Yep. You're looking at a Kamara suspension, though, too.
Yeah, that thing is still lingering.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get into the props that we have on the board right now for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs coming up as we're live in Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Getting ready for Saturday, divisional round. Props are up. Maher prop is up to miss an extra point. Celebrate with a divisional round parlay insurance at Bet Rivers. You also have playoff first touchdown insurance. Log into BetRivers.com. Download the app today. Get on the action. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers. At DraftKings, updated odds now. Most passing, rushing, and receiving for the entire playoffs. Josh Allen for passing, your favorite, plus 140. He had 352 yards in the win against Miami. Brady had 351, but Tommy's out. So now it gets interesting because you have Mahomes off the bye. And while they're the favorites to get to the Super Bowl, it's one less game. And then do they actually meet? Is that going to be, oh, if it's Bills-Chiefs. Please, Bills-Chiefs AFC title game. But Allen, 352. Mahomes was zero. He's the second choice. Dak, plus 550, along with Purdy. Purdy had 332. Dak had 305, and they collide Sunday night.
It's going to be tough for Josh Allen to win this because the Bills are losing on Sunday, so I don't know how he's going to win.
Oh, wow.
Is he going to throw for 700 yards? Yeah. Right? You need to play more than two games to win this, right, Paul?
Well, that's he's done if they lose, yes.
Brock Purdy has 332, like you said. He's plus 550.
I can't. A bad game for him is going to be 250, and I think they win Sunday.
And the Niners are going to go to the Super Bowl. He's going to play four games, and he has 332 yards already. Okay.
Yep. And yeah, Hurts with the bye, and Hurts is 8-1. Burrow's 9. Danny Dimes is 14. Trevor is 18-1. Dustin, our producer, brought it up during the break. I wanted to vomit. Can the Giants or Jags playing on Sunday in the championship games? Oh, please no.
Well, if
please no.
If the Giants win, he also made a comment, if the Giants beat the Eagles, they're going to the Super Bowl. That's who they are. That's what they do. The organization. They limp into the playoffs going back throughout their history. I mean, the Eli Manning stuff. And then they, you know, as a 4 seed or a 6 seed, whatever it is, okay, here you go. They get hot all of a sudden.
Yeah, right. Average for 3 months. And then just get hot at the right time.
I will
time.
Say, Paul, it is rare when we get like the really heavy hitters, right? All on Championship Sunday. So for us to sit here and be like, oh, it's going to be Eagles, Niners, and, you know.
Bills, Chiefs.
Chiefs, Bills.
Can you imagine?
That's.
Can you imagine?
That's an amazing. Bengals, Chiefs. Either one of those scenarios,
that's
right?
That's fine, yeah.
That's totally fine.
I'm fine with Bengals.
But how often does that actually happen?
Yeah, I know. Eagles, 49ers would be great. I don't have a problem with Eagles, Cowboys, though, either. That's not bad. We just got to get the Giants out of there and the Jags. Rushing yards. Big favorite, McCaffrey now, plus 175.
Oh, he has to be.
He had the most rushing yards last week. He had over 100 yards. But then what do you do with the next choice? Because Sanders is off the bye. He's 9-1. Hurts is 10. Pollard's 9 as well, too. And then you're splitting carries with Zeke. Pollard had 77. McCaffrey had 119. Other guys who went off, their team lost. So it goes back to who's sticking around and who's going to survive in advance too. Mixon did nothing, even though I think the Bengals can win Sunday. Singletary and Cook is putting carries. Zeke had 30 yards. You could have made a case for Josh Allen if they kept winning, but he didn't do much on the ground in the win against Miami. That one's tough.
Okay.
But that's I could get – if I get 80 yards out of McCaffrey Sunday – and then 60 yards, and then they lose to Philly. I mean, I'll take my chances. That's going to hold up.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. you got to think about it like this, right? If he has a decent game this weekend and gets to right around 200 after two games, and even with a loss in the NFC title game, so he plays three games, I mean, assuming the Jags don't win another game or get to the Super Bowl, Etienne's not going to catch him. So then which player or players on the board would make the most sense? If the Bills make the Super Bowl, I don't know if Singletary or Cook can catch him.
Mm-hmm.
Can Allen? If McCaffrey has 300 yards rushing, for example, in three games, that might be enough to win this whole thing. And, you know, a team that, even if they make the Super Bowl playing four games, a running back might not have the attempts or the yards, obviously, to catch that guy.
Yep. The most passing for the week, just for this weekend, is a Hound's breakfast. Danny Dimes is the longest shot on the board. I mean, everybody, you got Mahomes the favorite, 3-1. Burrow and Allen, 4. Dak in a 6-1 range. And then you got Purdy and Hurts, too. Lawrence is also 6-1. Now, McCaffrey is the favorite to have the most rushing yards this weekend as well. Barkley's the second choice. In week 14, the Eagles held him at 28 yards. So Sanders is the third choice. Etienne is plus 750. Pollard's 9-1. Pacheco's 10-1. Hurts is 10-1. How many carries do they give Hurts, especially if he's still banged up? Plus, he might be 100%, but you don't want to risk it with all those carries. No. It's a tough call.
Would you take a peek at Pacheco based on, again, game theory here? They get a big lead.
Weekly or?
Yeah,
or
just for this weekly? Week. Okay. Just for this week.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to tell you Etienne, but that also means that the Jags are going to have the lead at some point, and maybe they want to run it with him and not. But that's also got to factor into the game plan too, I think, right?
Yeah.
Try to play keep away from Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense. So rather than Lawrence going out there and beating this team through the air, or trying to anyway, Etienne's going to be a bigger package this week.
Mm-hmm.
Attack the Chiefs like the Ravens played the Bengals this past weekend.
Receiving. For the entire playoffs, Diggs is the favorite, 3-1. And they certainly take shots deep with him. Gabe Davis has got to be in the discussion, though, too, after the game that he had. He had over 100 yards in the win.
Yeah, he had a buck 13.
Great touchdown catch. Diggs is 3-1. Debo's 6-1. Debo had 133, but 70-plus came on one catch.
Boy, oh, boy. I mean, Travis Kelce is 10-1.
Yeah, you give me three games, I'll take my chances,
if
right?
If they make the Super Bowl, he can't lead?
Yeah. Plus, how about the run he's been on in the playoffs?
A huge run.
Another thing, yeah.
That's
a tough thing about this, right? You got Kelce 10, A.J. Brown 11, Smith 12. They got coming off the bye.
Well, you have to really think about which team then. Okay, so which team there, Chiefs, Eagles, has the best chance to make the Super Bowl? Do they both make the Super Bowl? If both teams make the Super Bowl, then there you go. It's going to... One of those three will probably win it if it's an Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl. Assuming we don't get one for a second, though, Eagles are going to have home field, Chiefs potentially playing on a neutral against the Bills.
I could see Diggs go off again in the win Sunday, and I could see Diggs going off in a loss in the AFC title game.
Okay, and then
still get it done, though.
And playing three games where he has close to 400 yards.
That could happen, yeah.
Yeah, that could.
The deep shots they take to him. I mean, Diggs could have a 50-yard catch in each game.
It's another one, though. But, again, you got to think about which team's going to potentially make the Super Bowl.
It's tough.
If the Niners make the Super Bowl, they win this week, go to Philly and win, not that Samuel has 133 every week, but that's a how about that start?
You go Ayuk, too. I mean, he spreads it around, though. Right?
Yeah.
Tough. So that's most playoff receiving yards. And CeeDee Lamb is... 20-1.
Interesting.
And you got Higgins on there too. Jamar Chase is the third choice at 7-1. Chase is the favorite for the weekly, plus 550. AJ Brown and Diggs 6-1. Kelsey's 9-1. Lamb is 9 as well. Debo's 12. I wouldn't. Could you take a peek at Schultz at 40-1? This week.
Oh, this week only.
Against the Niners. Yes.
I thought you were talking about for the entire playoffs, which he has 95 already.
Yeah. Well, I know he cashed this past week at 15-1. Could he do it again? He's 40. He was 15-1, excuse me, that night. That night he was 15-1. He's 40-1 for the weekly.
Hey, going back to the Bills-Bengals for a second, which I think I know the answer here, but I'll ask you anyway. Which quarterback in this game do you trust the most right now?
Burrow. I love that prop.
Even with the offensive line?
I want that prop again. He won't. Who's going to turn it over, Burrow or Allen? That's how you look at it. It's going to be Allen. That's what he's done all season. Again, think about this, folks. Who had the most turnovers this year in the league? Houston, god-awful Indy, and then Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's because of Josh Allen.
Right. All those INTs, and he fumbles ad nauseum.
He doesn't protect the ball.
And I think Burrow is, I love the kid. I mean, how do you not? What he's done so far in his career, the pedigree, the LSU season, he's got everything. He's got every tool that you need. He can run a little bit too. He's got the best weapons remaining in the entire playoffs with who he can throw the ball to.
Dallas is really up against it. I heard Tony Dungy talk about this yesterday, about how we went back where a team would win a game on Monday night and then win another road game with travel. Because he was talking about his team once, how important it was to get the one seed and something. He said going back when they researched it, it had only happened like three times.
Really?
Well, why would that happen? You know how hard that is?
And four straight road games?
That too. Dallas is really up against it. It's not getting enough play. At least four straight road games.
Up next, former NFL wide receiver, current VSiN host Mike Pritchard is going to join the show. I'm told that he is strong on a dog this weekend. I can't wait to find out who it is coming up here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.